It's Saturday, the 17th of January, 10:30 a.m. Long lying in bed, very grateful for that. Could have slept longer actually. We got up at before 9:30. But I could have laid longer. I still enjoyed that sleep. It was great. It's very bright this morning, not because the sun's shining, but because it's snowed quite a lot yesterday afternoon. It's just begun snowing again, but to be honest, it's very light snow. But I think I remember them saying we are going to get more snow this afternoon. But there's not a lot here. I mean, the monoblocks, it's almost gone completely. And the only snow that's lying is on the open garden, as it were. There's none on the plants, it's all complete. So it's obviously went mild during the night and thawed it all off. And there you go. Temperatures swinging up and down. Anyway. It is a nice, bright, if snowy morning. It's actually lovely, you know, although I'm not keen on the snow. Not that I don't like snow in itself. I do actually love snow. But it's the practicalities of snow in this country that ruins things. It's not the fact that you're looking out and saying, oh, that's horrible, look at that horrible stuff. Actually, it's lovely to watch falling. And the bigger the flakes, the better. It's mystical and magical and ethereal and something else. It is indeed a beautiful part of nature. It's just that in our country, we just don't cope. Everything grinds to a halt. As a wee rocky dives out into the open from a bush to grab a bit of bread and is chased off immediately by another rocky. And that little rocky has just come back and the other rocky's just flew to the top of the apple tree. It's a gemmy tig. Because of the long lie, when I approached the back door when I was about to put the porridge out for the birds, we have a window next to the door, and she's coming on cue. We have that window, and she must have spotted me coming towards the back door and flew from wherever she was immediately down to the area I put the porridge out. And she came over. As soon as I chucked it out, I put it out and then got back in the door, she came out within a second. And even a wee dunnock joined her for some bits of porridge. It's lovely that, you know, in a way, I've said this before, nature depends on you in certain respect. The payback is multiple. The payback is thrice or even more fold. These rockies, well, I say these rockies, I can't tell if it's the same ones, but there's certainly one, like Ms. Blackbird, is pursuing all other rockies that are coming in the garden. Well, have you chased someone else off? Well, you've had your porridge, so you should be up for the day, you know. Well, talking about that, I'm just thinking of people and how they survive. I don't know why that came. The porridge triggered memory. I watched on Scottish News last night this lovely old lady who celebrated her 109th birthday. She was still very active mentally and spoke well for herself, and could manage to get about in her wee zimmer. a lovely old lady. I can't remember her name now, isn't that shocking? And they asked her what was the secret of her success, of living long. And you ladies out there, you probably appreciate this more than anything, at least the second part. She said it was down to eating porridge every day and not getting married. So there you go, there's a lesson to you. Get your porridge, and you single ladies out there, stay away from us guys. We'll just bring you down. That, strangely enough, made me think of something else I was thinking about last night. I don't know whether to say anything about it just now or do another audio bit. I'll do another audio bit about it if I remember. But it's down to relationships, not personal relationships, but generalisation. Yeah, I'll do something else than that. So this morning I'm feeling very good. I am, honestly, I'm feeling great this morning. No bad moods, no swinging moods. Physically, I'm feeling as best as I can be because of my lethargic state. I am feeling really good this morning. I am. I don't know whether it was a long lie or just. I had a good day yesterday. I was away all day yesterday, and it was very productive. I didn't get back till around, I think it's 3:30 or 4, something like that. 4 o'clock, I think it was, actually. And it was snowing then, snowing heavily, and I was only half a mile away, really. But it was driving home. It's like that Chris Rea song, Driving Home for Christmas. Driving home in the snow, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Back to what I was saying about the mystical properties of snow. Because I knew I'd only half a mile to go and I'd get home, no problem. But I think it was that then I had treated myself to a bottle of Dark Island Real Ale. It comes from the Black Isle up in Scotland. There's a lovely wee brewery up there. I treated myself to that. And I treated my wife to a big pack of Haribo's Star Mixes. Just a kind of Friday afternoon thing. I haven't done it for a while, but. So I had that, and then we had a lovely dinner and a nice relaxing evening. I went to bed after watching a comedy show, not stand-up comedians, it's a comedy show, it's on television, we had recorded. I've always said this, you know, it's great if you can watch something funny before you go to bed, something that cheers you up at least or makes you laugh. We used to watch the whole series of Still Game. Many of you out there may not know what Still Game's all about. But it's about two old daft old men in Glasgow and their lives. But it's a hilarious in the Scottish manner. And we've got the full set and we used to put them on during the winter months. Watch one. Each night if we could, if not every second night. And the difference was, when you went to bed, you had that, what's it, that releases endorphins or happy genes. And you went to bed just brightened up. Whereas if you watch a sort of a sad or a depressing or a murderous programme before you go to bed, not very good, is it? So I said after watching that programme, we went to bed and we were talking about it before we jumped into bed, and it was still in my mind about some of the funny things that happened. I think that's a great piece of medicine, that if you can't do it every night, I know. But yeah, it does make a difference. So I think all in all, that great day yesterday, and a long lie in bed, and standing here with snowflakes falling. Pretty good. pretty damn good.